I've had the honor of partnering with and working with the Forum for Women, Law and Development in Nepal. And my question to the delegation is one that the forum is very familiar with, where you went through your Mulukuain systematically challenging the gender discrimination in the civil code in Nepal. I know that you've done that in terms of the Chaupadi custom. You've also done that in terms of many other customary practices that militate against gender equality and women's and girls' empowerment. I want to know from you whether there are other remaining provisions in the Mulukuain that needs to be challenged. And secondly, the second question is regarding the custom of the Kumari practice. Now, I know the Kumari practice is a vestige of both Buddhist and Hindu traditions. And I myself come from those traditions, so I know that these traditions can be deeply harmful, but are also so deeply embedded in the country that they are in fact very difficult to dislodge. So given the fact that it is difficult to dislodge, what needs to be done in terms of ensuring that the young girls are not kept in perpetual ignorance or perpetually undereducated, given the fact that these young girls are kept as Kumaris, as deities, isolated from the rest of their childhood friends and their families and the community? And then thirdly, what are the pressing stereotypes and cultural practices would you like us to address in terms of the state party dialogue and our constructive dialogue? Thank you.